We're on day two praying for the celebration to rededicate America on May 17th, Sunday, May 17th, because it's reaching its 250th year, and the president has declared this national day. So, Father, we honor you for the many miracles you have done through our 250 years. For 250 years, Americans have enjoyed your great enduring protection and purpose for our nation. Thank you for the miracles and answer prayer in times of war, disaster, famine, even cultural challenges and turmoil. Your miracles were not only prolific in the birth of our nation, but continue as we appeal to you in prayer as a nation, call upon you in the day of trouble. You will deliver us and you shall glorify us. So, Father, we lift up every speaker that is listed to speak that day. We lift up the government and military speakers, Speaker Mike Johnson, Secretary Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, Secretary, Senator Tim Scott, Ambassador Monica Crowley, Dr. Ben Carson. We lift up Major General Patrick Brady, retired, Dr. Larry Arn. And we ask God that you would watch over each of them. We watch what they would say, that they would speak life and not death over our nation, that they would lift it up, repent, and speak words that will help bring major changes as people agree with what they say. We pray for their protection from their going ins to their going out. We pray for those that would come against them and speak ill of them. God, we just pray every evil intention would backfire in the name of Jesus. We pray for extra protection for every single one. We lift up all of those that are the faith leaders that will be speaking that day. We lift up the U.S. Military Chaplain Corps, Franklin Graham, Bishop Robert Barron. We lift up Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Pastor Jack Graham, Pastor Jensen Franklin, Pastor Jonathan Falwell, Pastor Samuel Rodriguez, Rabbi Meir Soloveitchik, Dr. Robert Jeffress, Pastor Jonathan Pokluda, Gordon Robertson, Pastor Paula White, Apostle Guillermo Mondanado, Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, Pastor Lou Ingalls, Pastor Gary Hamrick, Bishop Kelvin Kobaris, and Pastor Andy Dean. We lift up all these leaders, and God, we pray that again, they will speak life and not death. They will not speak from pride, but from humility. We pray we clothe every speaker that day with humility. We come against the spirit of religion and the spirit of Antichrist and anything that would exalt itself against you. We pray that if there's any pride, that it would fall and be humbled immediately, that any of them that thinks they're better than, help them to be one as you and we are together as one. You and the Father and the Holy Spirit and Jesus are one. May their words bring unity, a rededication to the principles and the parameters and the vision that our country had from the conception that you helped establish. We thank you, Lord, that you raise up leaders and you put down leaders and move leaders. So God, if there's anyone there that day that's going to speak something that would not bring life to our nation and to this event, we pray, God, that something they would not be able to go, and that those that do would be able to speak loud and clear and everyone hear them, and we'd be able to stand in agreement and see the power of God fall upon our country. In Jesus' mighty name.